Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the exclusive sponsor of Grant and Danny, the law firm, Condorian Murad's going to guide you and your family in the right direction, help you draft a will, set up a trust, create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them Grant and Danny sent you. That way you'll get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Danny, Jason Wright out as team president of the Commanders. That was the big news of the day. He subsequently put out a statement. In part, that statement read, "I am incredibly proud of what we accomplished over the past 4 years. Together with an amazing team of professionals, we have taken this franchise through a period of immense challenge and uncertainty and have transformed it. We've set the table for an incredibly bright future under Josh's leadership. Over just the past year, we've welcomed record numbers of fans back into our building, made meaningful improvements to the fan experience, re-engaged with our corporate partners, and reconnected with the community. Most importantly, we re-established a culture of respect in this organization." The statement goes on, but those are some of the meat and potatoes. I ask you, Danny, do you think today is significant in the possibility of the name not being Commanders in the future?
So I actually don't. Let me tell you why. This ownership group, I think, knows. I think they know. The mistake that I think they've made, or the thing I disagree with, let me put it more politely, is they go, "Well, we can't do it right now." And I think they can do it right now, and they should do it right now. I think this is the first thing that you can do to show not only do we get it, but we get it hard. We are really, really smart. We understand this is something we can fix today to make you guys happier. I think they put it on the back burner. I think it's going to coincide, as Mitch Hester said when he joined us for the Blitz, it'll coincide with when they get to a new stadium. They'll do this big rollout or whatever. They're not making it a priority, and I would tell them that they probably should. I think they get it. I think it's going to change. I don't know that that changes with or without Jason Wright, if that makes any sense. Because I'm one of the people that you guys, speaking of the conversation with Mitch, one of the handful of people that does think it was actually Dan that just said, "Call it the Commanders," and waved his hands, and everyone else had to do a song and dance and pretend that it was a process when it never was. So that's what I've always believed. Whether I'm right or wrong, I have no idea, but it happened on his watch. So, you know, I guess it's on his ledger. So I don't know that Jason Wright moving, he was like some sort of last advocate for Commanders. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he was like, "Over my dead body, and now that he's gone, that they can steamroll ahead and make the change." I don't know that he was an obstacle. I think he was serving at the pleasure of the chairman of the board. In other words, what they want done, he was going to go out and do. Right now, he was trying to dig up sponsorships and increase season ticket sales and do this, that, and the other. If they'd said change the name tomorrow, he would have been tasked with that project and helped.
So I agree with you that he was not going to impede them in a name change because he was going to say yes to whatever they wanted to do. If he knew they didn't like the name, it would be wise for him to not like the name too. "Hey, Jason, we're thinking about changing Commanders. What do you say to that?" "I think we should. That was Dan's thing, not mine. You guys are right. It's not going well." Whereas if they come in and they go, "You know, we actually think Commanders is pretty good. We think the fans are wrong. And if we just win some football games, they're going to like that." I think Jason would say, "You know, we agree with you. And that's why I picked the Commanders." Right. "And that's why this name is going to continue to resonate in the time moving forward." So you could spin it however you want to that way. here's what I think is relevant about today as it pertains to the name long term. I believe that them moving on from Jason Wright in some way is an indictment on the name and on the rebrand. That was his biggest task. They've clearly decided this is not the person we want to be our team president. Why is that? Number one, I guess you could theoretically say he was incredible, did an amazing job, and they just want their own guy. That's possible. But I actually think after a year of evaluating him and asking around and seeing what people think, they came to the conclusion they're going to go in a different direction and bring somebody else in. So I view this in some way, Danny, as a bit of a referendum. How could it not be? If his two biggest tasks, and maybe this isn't fair to him because his biggest tasks were cleaning up the culture and improving the business, and I think he did both of those things well. There's just no box score for that. You know, there's no stats. There's no home run count or win count for that mm-hmm. we can see tangibly without looking at the books with him. But if their perception is your two biggest jobs over the last 4 years were make progress on the stadium and make sure that you pick a good name and make it look good and have everyone be happy, that's a big 0-2.
Yeah.
A big 0-2. So I think that it's not easier per se, or like now all of a sudden they're going to change the name because Jason's gone. But I think if Jason hung around, it would tell me maybe they were okay with 2-2-22. Maybe they were okay with the rebrand. Maybe uh-huh. they don't think Commanders is that bad. Maybe they kind of like the tweaks to the jersey. And him leaving the organization tells me, or at least opens the possibility up, that there were a lot of things that have happened the last few years that they didn't like that much. And maybe the name and the rebrand and the logo are among them.
So it's one of those things where we'll never exactly know. Like, there's a million of these beats and scenarios are kind of like key turning points throughout the entire saga. Like, I want to know what happened in that month, whatever it was. I think it was October of that year, where the beginning of the month, Dan's like, out of my cold, dead fingers, you'll never pry this away from me. And then the end of the month, he's like, I'm selling. Like, I want to know what happened. I would pay money to find out, fly on the wall, documentary style, 30 for 30, who said what to whom and when. What did someone from the league walk in, said, shut the door behind you. And then, so we got your ass. This is how you're going to go. And then he had no choice. Like, he was cornered and he went kicking and screaming. Or if he finally just hung his head and said, fine. That's the scenario you just laid out. I want to know, was this a, Jason, they've handcuffed me. You're going to do this entire thing. Do you stand on this? Do you stand by everything that you did here? This is your production? If so, we're going to judge you accordingly. But who did what when? Who was in charge of what when is essential.
I think we'd all love to know that. But do you agree with my premise that finding out today that he's out, and by the way, he was interviewing for the Packers job, so my guess is he's known for a little while.
Yeah, we think so.
Hey, you're not going to be the team president. We'll keep you around for a season as an advisor. We'll help you get another gig. But we're bringing in a team president. Do you agree with my premise that is a tell that, or let me say it this way, it's a referendum on his performance as a team president? You could say no, because it's like coming in and inheriting a quarterback. Like, I'd always say, if the quarterback's really good, you probably keep working with them. You know, when Matt LaFleur takes over, because Aaron Rodgers was Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, you're
guy,
happy to take that job.
But if it's Justin Fields, now all of a sudden maybe I'm moving on.
Well, so again, there could be so many different things. Having worked in the private sector for so many years, I worked in one industry where there's a lot of turnover. Just necessarily, it's just just for whatever reason, people are always kind of leaving after a year and a half, 2 years, 2.5 years, or whatever. And I would see all the time when the new big boss came in, their top lieutenant seemed to change too. You know what I mean? Like, even if the person in there was really good, they would either get demoted or less responsibility, then they would kind of in turn move if they weren't outright fired or let go or whatever. It could just be, the reason I bring that up, it could just be you were a wartime team president where this group was under duress, and we're not asking you to do those same things. Our team president should be not a front-facing person, should be Billy the businessman with, wearing a tie with a pocket square, shaking the hands of the dude from Marriott to buy a suite. We don't need what you did anymore. We've got our own sort of setup. We just could just want our own people. It could just be, you look at what happened with the front office. I wanted all the Martys let go. What's happened since is they've hired 15 different people who did all the jobs that the Martys were doing, and basically put them in the secondary annex in the basement down there with Milton from Office Space with a can of pesticide. Like, they've marginalized those dudes. So maybe it's just that. Maybe he's boxed out because his contract was up. They need something different. Could be, as you say, a referendum on performance. It's really hard to know. That's certainly an indicator, though, that this wasn't somebody that, even though you would say, since this Harris ownership group has taken over, look at these increases that they've bragged about, rightfully so, the new business, the renewals, or the increase in season tickets, club level sponsorships, all the different things that have been sold. If you're judging them on those metrics, you'd say those are pretty good. But we're not going to renew you. Like, tells you that maybe there's something else besides that he was being judged on, right?
Yeah, I guess that's the part we don't know. Because a lot of times, I would say the default is, if you're an owner of a team, you want your own people around. Like, I'll give you a good football comp. When Ron Rivera took over, they froze out Kyle Smith immediately, who that first offseason helped them to run the offseason. But very quickly, I think, as Rivera figured out, okay, this guy actually has some of his own thoughts, and it's not just going to see it the way we all see it, mm-hmm. work in unison. You know, it's not just the old Carolina buddies getting together and having a powwow. Guys like him, I'm trying to think of a couple of the other names of front office people. Jeff something came from the Eagles. But like the old Bruce Allen people, they basically got frozen out because you were from the last group. I don't know if I could trust you. I don't know if you're a guy that leaks stuff. I don't know what you know and what you don't.
Yeah, are you an underminer? Like, we don't know.
So you were just kind of screwed when they showed up. Doesn't matter how good you are, bad you are at your job. And maybe you could say the same thing about Jason Wright. When Josh Harris took over, it stands to reason. I pay $6 billion for something. I'm going to hire my own head coach. I'm going to hire my own general manager.
Yeah.
And maybe I want to hire my own team president, too. Like, I know smart people who do a good job running businesses. And it's not just me. I'll bet you Mitch Rales knows a few. And I'll bet you Mark Ein knows a few. So maybe the writing's on the wall. Like, I would bet Jason assumed, as soon as the team was sold, remember, he was bringing all those guys in for meetings and tours, and he was involved in that process pretty imminently. But I'd imagine the writing was on the wall for him some. We know recently that was the case. He was interviewing for the Packers job. But I would even think dating back to a year and a half ago when, you know, Tillman Fertitta and George Stephanopoulos and all the other people that were trying to buy this team were involved. You know, Jason Wright is the one that's greeting them at the facility and showing them the locker rooms and stuff. I'd imagine he goes, I don't know how good my chances are. Like, you might be able to keep your gig if you're down the totem pole a little bit. It's hard to not be seen as the team president. They you know what I mean? They're going to want that job to be their own guy. But I still take it as a sign that there's some hope maybe that they know that this name and this rebrand didn't work very well. I've got to assume that they know that and that it was baked into the conversation.
Do you have your bell ready, by the way, real quick?
Yes.
Do you have your bell ready?
I do.
Who is Steve Apostolopoulos? Steve Apostolopoulos. Bam. I don't know why I remember it, but I do. I got it in my data bank.
Yeah, that's a hard name to forget, man.
So
it's an easy name to a hard name to spell, but it.
I was going to say challenging to spell, but
difficult
the,
name to
but forget. Remembering the. Here's what I think on this, and again, this isn't based on any kind of reporting or digging or talking to anybody, but I bet you, Jason, having been in the business world, right? You see these things happen because when you're a consultant, you work with multiple companies and you kind of get a feel for how a lot of different business gets done. I think he probably knew at some point, however many months ago, whether it was a frank conversation with Harris, Rails and company, or it was writing on the wall, as you said, where we're not firing you and we're not going to, you know, shoot you into the sun like you've been doing something wrong or your performance is bad, but there won't be much renewal talk. Maybe he brought it up like, hey, what about a contract extension? Or, hey, what about, you know, re-signing here or whatever? And maybe he was rebuffed. I think he's known for some time and they're treating it very delicately and with some class and some dignity, not leaking stuff out about him or otherwise, not, you know, speaking bad about his time here or blaming stuff on him or whatever, kind of keeping it the window foggy for us to figure out who's at fault for what or who did what right or what wrong or whatever, but to allow him to land on his feet, even though they knew and they've known for some time he's not coming back. So, you know what I'm saying? The difference between, like, get out of my office, you're fired, versus as soon as that clock hits midnight, the ball's over, Cinderella.
That's true.
And I think that's what it's like.
And I also don't know, are they seem like people that want to monitor you, which I love, like to see if you're good or not. Everyone wanted the immediate firings.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's give him a season. Let's watch him.
Right.
And maybe that's true. If they came in here and he was blown out, like they took over right before training camp last year.
Yep.
If in late August last year before the season, he was terminated and like he's just gone and they eat a year of his deal, that probably speaks more to, okay, they really thought he did a bad job. They didn't want to continue with him running.
Like, we can't be associated with whoever that
is. This does not scream that.
Mm-mm.
This is very amicable, even though it's pretty clear what's happening. They're going, hey, you put out a statement. Talk about how good you did. You find another gig, and we'll help you go get that gig.
Yeah, or write your reco.
And in the meantime, we got a year. You're going to help advise us. I mean, you were around. You made a lot of decisions. You're going to help whoever comes in here learn the pitfalls and the good and the bad of all things business in this area, and you're now an asset. So we're going to keep you around for a year. I also think that's a sneaky great business practice, by the way.
Yeah.
If you can get people to do it. I'd imagine it's difficult, because if you're giving me a haircut and telling me to hang, you know, hey, you hang around and help this guy learn how to do your job. A lot of times you got another better option. You just go take that better option. You know, if I have to sit here and help coach up the next afternoon drive host while now I'm not the afternoon drive host, that's right. Not that fun.
No, it's not.
But if I don't have another gig and you're willing to pay me good money for a year to hang on and do that, and I need that money, or you know, maybe it isn't even that. Maybe
or the opportunity isn't there.
Yeah, exactly.
How many you know, multiple $1 million, whatever he was making, gigs are there to run an NFL football team?
It's just another year of stockpiling experience.
Yeah.
Good for my resume. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be making connections all year long. I'm traveling all year. I'm at every stadium. You know, so it's all good for him, but it's actually really smart from a business standpoint to have him basically sit next to, you're not training, but really just assisting the person taking his job to help not make some of the mistakes you made.
Yeah, because I've seen that happen in the opposite way, where writing's on the wall immediately, where we're interviewing somebody for the position. Now they've made up a different name for the position, so it's not obvious. Like we're interviewing, instead of calling an afternoon drive host, it's a later day talk show runner or something. You know what I mean? Like, okay. We kind of know what we're doing here, and the writing's on the wall that when your contract is up, we're not firing you and telling you to go away. We'll do this with dignity and class and kind of keep it quiet, but it's sort of obvious that you're going to be replaced. I've seen that happen in the workspace. And usually the way it goes is you go have a conversation with one of the bosses, or they kind of they reach out to you and kind of tell you how it is or how it's going to be, and guys start scrambling and trying to find another gig. Right. Usually that happens pretty quick. And you saw that happen. Right. We saw publicly him as a finalist for the Green Bay job.
If you had to bet, do you think he'll be here at the end of this season still with the team in this new advisor role? Or do you think he gets another gig before? Because my guess is there's just going to be a day a couple months from now where we find out Jason Wright left to go to, I don't know what it is.
Right.
It could be in business. It could be anything. But my guess is this is the way they're kind of explaining what they're doing right now. And in the meantime, he's going to try everything he can to go move on. Because again, even though they're keeping you around, that's uncomfortable. And you're still getting
your role's diminished. Yeah, that's what it is.
Totally diminished, but you're getting frozen out of a lot of stuff. Like they don't want you to see how the sausage is made in their operation.
Yeah, so my answer is I do not think he'll be here. I think he'll find. So whether again, there aren't that many NFL team president gigs that just get handed out
as a president, because there's none of those open.
But I mean, maybe it's, you know, think of what Brian LaFamina did, for example. I don't know what about working for Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen, trying to clean up the tire fire of public relations necessarily translates to running the LA Summer Olympics in 2028. But that's what he's doing. So like,
he'll get a hell of a gig.
So you can find something that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a really good job out of this. Wait till you hear what Booger McFarland had to say about Jaden Daniels next, right here on Grant and Danny on The Fan. I don't think I've ever heard this song not in the context of Shrek. So I hear this and I just
immediately
that big green ogre. This is a hilarious song. Is this new in the portfolio here? I don't think I've heard this from.
Not a lot of Smash Mouth in the old rotation.
Yeah, I've updated the portfolio over the last couple days. Yeah.
Disney Sillies? Is this in the Disney Sillies folder? I'm trying to think of what else would qualify. Maybe Let It Go from Frozen. Is it the next
be
Smash?
Be my guest. To bring us back in.
Exactly. Daris, don't go far. Speaking of your dulcet tones and your pipes. So I have a question, and Daris will probably end up helping more than, with all due respect, you or Ryan on this.
Okay.
NCAA football came out. Where are we at on this, Danny?
Dude, we talked about it on, it came out Tuesday, right?
It was Monday.
Monday.
We talked about Monday.
Clearly Monday.
Do you have it? Are you going to play it?
I do, and yes.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's been that long. That's the thing.
You haven't played it.
I have. Not a ton, not as much as I'd like, but I have. I'm exhausted today. I was up a little too late.
We believe him, fellas? What do we think? Is he trying to just blend in with the cool kids, or is he really playing it?
No, I think this game brings back so much nostalgia.
Yeah.
That it's just one of those you have to.
How much did it cost?
$69 on my PlayStation 5.
And you just get it electronic?
Yeah, so I do digital
and
download.
You were not worried about that purchase as it pertains to the fact that you won't play it very often?
No, that like this one I needed to have.
So here's where I'm at on this. This is why I bring it up. Is this worth me getting a system and getting this game? That's what I want to know. I played it years and years ago and loved it.
Like everyone else, yeah.
My brother texted me last night. He's sending me pictures of his build a character for the JMU Dukes. He's like practicing. He just, some dumb linebacker, just Sean Paulson got, you know, signed his letter of intent or whatever he's doing. And I'm kind of like, I had a little FOMO. I'm like, I could be on the JMU Dukes. Like, this could be fun. I have not had a system in a while. The last time I did is probably 5-6 years ago. I went out and I bought an Xbox One for Madden. Because I said, I haven't played Madden in several years. I need to get back into it. I think I played Madden twice. And then it sat there. And I just,
it's a great paperweight for you.
It was a few hundred dollars. Just such a waste. I gave it to a neighbor when I moved. This little kid was psyched to get an Xbox One. I have nothing right now.
That's nice of you.
I mean, what am I going to do with it? Put it on Facebook Market?
Play games on it?
No, I just didn't use it. I mean,
watch
again,
DVDs?
I probably went, if I had to guess, I'd say I went definitely over 2 years without touching it. Something like that. It just sat in my house.
Because
the only games I play, I would be psyched to play MLB The Show. I like hockey games. I'm sure I could get into the other stuff, FIFA, Live, NBA, whatever they're calling it now, 2K. But like it's basically baseball, Madden, and
college football now.
Maybe college football would be my rotation. That would be it. So I'd have to buy a system because I think it's only available on weird systems. Like, does Xbox One even play it?
So it's, I don't know what the heck the new Xbox is called because I'm a PlayStation guy.
Yeah.
So it's PlayStation 5 or it's whatever the new Xbox is.
Yes.
So I think
so
it's
PlayStation
called Series
did
X.
This super complicated thing where they just went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Xbox is like the one, but that's not newer than the X. The Series X, and there's a Scorpion involved at certain points.
So what
it's
do you
butt
have?
Confusing. I like video games, so I play PlayStation.
So I was always an Xbox guy.
Right.
So what is the new Xbox? Xbox X?
It is Xbox Series X.
Okay.
That's the latest.
So if I have an Xbox One, I cannot get this game anyway.
You will not be able to play that.
How much does the Xbox Series X cost?
That's a great question. You could probably find a refurbished for a couple $100.
Yeah, so I have a buddy who I do the BetQL shows with out of Kansas City who said he went and bought one at like a pawn shop or something for cheap. And I'm like, yeah, you bring it home and then you play it 4 times and it stops working. I think if I'm going to do it, I would do it right. I would like get the system. Because at this point, my kids are starting to be, not that I want them to be big gamers. Like
I will tell you, when you open that faucet a little bit, yeah, it becomes a thing.
So that is actually a good point to not get it, honestly. Because I don't want my kids playing video games.
Yeah, Truman's going to walk in and see you playing and having a blast. And he's going to want to all in on
it. I would probably only do it when he's in bed, maybe in the basement. But like,
it might just happen. You think you got some free 40, time, and you know? He trots in. He's seen it.
My goal is not for anyone to feel like I'm taking shots because I'm not.
This is gonna come right at me here. Watch this. Here it comes. No, watch this.
I think
here
this
comes.
Is for me. I don't know.
No, it's coming.
Not,
here it is.
It's not for either.
I turn 45 next month. Here it comes.
All I'm saying is I can't get out of my head, like in my subconscious, like, should I be doing this? I'm a grown up.
There you go. There you go.
Right. I mean, seriously, should I? I'm talking like this is what I wanted for Christmas when I was 10. I'm going to go buy a system in a video game?
My retort to you, a couple fold. Number
one. It will give me so much joy, by the way.
And this is what we're talking about. This is a recreational thing for you. It's not like you're out playing golf, you know, for 7 hours on a Sunday.
I am not.
You're not, you know, going out and getting hammered on a Tuesday night. I mean, this is your alone and fun time. Who's to complain about that? Number one. Number two, 96% of your life is you searching for things that made you happy when you were 10. You eat the foods you ate when you were 10. You're still doing that today.
Oh,
why can't you do something else that was fun when you were 10? You still go to baseball games for fun.
I would love it. I just feel like, is there something more productive I could or should be doing? Like, we agree, this is a nice thing to do as a let me relax, put my feet up a little bit.
Oh, sure. My feet is up.
And I'd probably just be watching a Netflix doc or something. It's not like I'd be out building a fence.
Well, so if that's the standard, could you be doing something more productive? The answer is yes. I mean, that's what every Nats game you're watching, when you're sitting there irritated.
No, that's a job.
You're irritated at, like, Amos Willingham giving up a gopher ball when they're down 10.
That just means he pitched.
You could probably be, like, digging a ditch. You could probably be, like, working on your gutters.
But no, that's quite literally my job.
Well, you know what I mean.
I do. I agree with you. But, like, in that example, I should be watching more baseball. I do a baseball show on the weekends. I should be reading up on something. I don't know. That is what I'm combating. But I am leaning toward, I'm kind of psyched to, buy a system in a video game.
What if, hear me out on this, you came over to the good side.
Okay? I thought you were inviting me over to play.
No, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on over to the good side. Don't have to use your Hotmail anymore to log into some weird Xbox nebulous universe and then have to, like, get a single use code for Microsoft 57,000 times.
Well, I 1,000% would not get PlayStation.
There you go.
Because I don't eat my boogers.
Well, again, you're not in a fraternity either, so I would probably get a PlayStation to go with your iPhone. You've leveled up so much in your life, it's almost time to go the whole way.
This would complete the circle.
It would complete the circle.
Yeah. How much does it cost for a new one? 300?
I want to say it's 400.
You want an X?
Yeah.
That's five.
500?
Yeah.
How much for a PS5?
Let me look it up.
I think that's also 500. Yeah.
Well, I mean, first of all, that is egregious.
It's a multimedia console, though.
Well, how do all these people have this? This is so expensive. So everyone dropped 500 on this?
Yeah. 429 for the, that's pre-owned. 450 looks like for the new Slim. Not Slim Shady, but the new. So the original ones they always bring out for, like, each new console, the original Xbox, PlayStation, otherwise usually, like, bulky, heavy with the fan. Then after a couple of years, the technology improves. You get that Slim, takes up less space on the shelf.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm not doing this.
The new Slim for $450.
I will not be purchasing a system. But maybe I could go to, like, a Goodwill or one of these pawn shops.
You
or
go to a GameStop and get a used one or something like that.
But is that still, like, $150, $200?
No. That would be more than that.
Yeah.
More? For a used one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a new console. Just came out a couple years ago.
Okay, so will they guarantee that it works?
You'll get, like, a guarantee when you buy it, yes. And then you can also add on an additional warranty that kind of backs you up.
Okay. So I'm just doing a quick informal survey here.
Yeah.
I see the cheapest one I see is $240. I see a $300 on the pre-owned.
I would do the $240 pre-owned maybe. And then how much the game is? $70.
Yeah, new games are $70.
Mm-hmm. So yep. And how good is the game? Like, let's not do the whole, it's the greatest game ever. How good is it?
No, I won't do it's the greatest game ever. But as someone who wasn't really into the original NCAA games like everybody else was.
Yeah.
This is good.
It's good?
This is good.
I mean, I'd be butt-sized.
So actual gameplay is awesome. There's not a lot of tutorial in it and kind of the...
Don't want tutorial.
Right, but you know what I mean? Like, to say, like, this is how you do an option pitch. This is how you run the mode.
I'll figure it
out. But that's kind of my point is we'll figure it out.
Is the gameplay better than Madden?
I would say 100% yes. The gameplay is better than Madden in its current state. Yes.
Ooh, that's bad news for Madden coming out next month.
It is.
If they don't make a play or two.
It is. And I mean, there's some possibilities that Madden is kind of taking some of the things that NCAA is doing and they're going to do it in their own way. But we don't know yet. I mean, they've released so little information on the new Madden.
Why shouldn't I be the quarterback of the JMU Dukes tonight at midnight?
I'm going to try to quantify something for you. Just to give you an example. Just one little thing. You can see the sweat. You know what I'm talking about, Darius? He knows exactly what I'm talking about. You can see the sweat on the players.
Ooh, that's good.
Like that.
This is so long in the making, though. This is why I'm considering it.
Uh-huh.
They have been perfecting and just honing this game for years. I'm not saying that since the last one they've been building it, but it has been several years in the making, whereas Madden, they're just serving food out the window. It's like, hey, it's August. We got to put something out. Like, this is the amount of broadcasters that spent like hundreds of hours reading everything.
Oh, yeah.
Reading a little bit about some of the work that went into this.
Well, for Madden, because it's a yearly thing. Now we're getting to some my den here, the nerddom and the geekdom all together. You're basically now playing Madden for the user service of updating rosters and ratings and scores and those kind of things. So when it first comes out in August, Grant's rated a 77, but he has a great preseason. Now the update says you're an 81 because of what you're doing early on. Those sorts of things are now kind of what Madden is, less so than the old school offline, building a dynasty, winning a million Super Bowls.
So I go back to my original question. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't be the quarterback of the JMU Dukes as a dual threat tonight.
There is no good reason why you shouldn't do it. What would be really good, even better? What if you were the head coach of JMU?
Oh, my God.
Can I be the head coach?
What if you were the head coach of JMU and you get on the recruiting train? And you go after a silly five-star recruit in Virginia.
I'd rather do that than be the quarterback.
You can do that.
Call me Kurt Cignetti.
No, you're not getting that five-star, are you?
No, you're not. But it's the thrill of trying.
Now, Grant Trolson just walked in. What if I was the coach of the Maryland Terps? And I got them off to a 4-0 start, and we beat Howard by 50, and everyone pretended we were awesome.
Now, then you end up finishing 500?
And then we lose six in a row. But it's too late because everyone already talked Grant Paulson's ear off about how good Maryland is.
Yeah.
What if I did that?
Maryland is back.
See, that's the troll scene.
Yeah, you were close with Ohio State in that one game, though, until the fourth quarter, at least, right?
That time.
Yeah.
That time.
I was. Clary, you seem out on this, it seems like, which for a 24-year-old Gen Zer is very surprising.
Yeah, I'm out on video games as a whole. I don't own an Xbox. I don't own a PlayStation. I'm probably one of the only 24-year-olds out there, and I'll give you a million reasons. But number one reason, waste of time. Complete waste of time. All the games are the same. Madden, the same. NCAA football, the same. I saw my roommate play NCAA football last night, and I was like, what's the difference between this and Madden? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
True.
So
he has a system in his room?
He does. He barely plays as well. He bought NCAA football. He's enjoying it.
Do you ever play
it.
Against him?
No, because it's a waste of time. It's just not fun.
The analogy I would draw to summarize what Ryan's viewpoint is, countries are all the same. There's ground and roads and places where people go inside and outside of. It's all the same. They're just houses. They're just nations with invisible lines around them.
You brought up a great point, Danny.
Yeah.
Honestly, they are the same.
They are.
Shane's in Oxon Hill on G&D. What's up, Shane?
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm 35, and you know, when I was young, I really couldn't play video games like that except for on the weekends. My parents really kind of kept it away from me. So the more I got older, the more I wanted to play the video games. And I see it as just like any other hobby. You know, you do things that make you happy. And when I get off work, like right now, I'm driving in traffic. I actually just am right now ordering NCAA. Wondering if you guys would like to start a dynasty together, and you know we all have our own teams. I might bring out the Bowie Bulldogs.
Let's go!
Oh my goodness, gracious.
Shane! If I get it, I'm in. If I get this game, I'm in. We'll have a league together.
I wouldn't be able to keep up.
Start a conference. I just playing video games feels childish when I'm doing it. I can't help it.
Yeah,
you know my dad.
I don't get that stigma.
I'll like do a little therapy real quick live on the radio. My dad used to hate when we took naps. I'm going somewhere with it.
Mm-hmm. No, I get
it. So my father, if he found us taking a nap, he would come home from work in the afternoon during the summer or whatever it was. He would always like come wake us up and be like, what are you doing? Napping. Like, wake up, go downstairs, clean the counters, like do something. To this day, I am uncomfortable napping. If my wife's like, go take a nap, like you don't feel good, you're tired or whatever. When I lay down, I see my dad hovering over my head like, what are you doing, you lazy ass? You slob, what's the matter with you? Why are you napping?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Of course I do.
I can't. He was not anti-video game, but I have that same kind of, like, you play video games.
Yes, I do.
Do you collect Pokemon cards too?
Or nope.
Are you having mac and cheese and chicken nuggets for dinner?
Nope.
You know, like, what time's dad gonna put you to bed?
No, I mean, because I've evolved with, as the entertainment has evolved, that now some of the best source of content for television, for movies, comes from video games. These stories and these arcs are far more mature than "It's a me, Mario," you know, get eating a mushroom 35 years ago. The world has evolved and changed as our generation, mine more so than yours, has grown up in it.
Yeah.
With how good video games have gotten. The best titles are ones that play like movies, that play like television shows.
For people that have played it so far, how are you feeling about it? And is it worth the hype? 800-636-1067 is the number. I still want to get to what Booger McFarland said about Jaden Daniels as well. We're with you until 6:30 on Grant and Danny. At the top of the hour, right at 6 o'clock on G&D here on The Fan, you will hear what Booger McFarland has to say about Jaden Daniels possibly outplaying Caleb Williams in their rookie years. Williams, of course, signed yesterday. Excited to dive into the possibilities of those two guys in year one. Coming up at the top of the hour next on G&D. But 800-636-1067 is the number. We are discussing the brand new NCAA video game that dropped that everyone's been waiting for months. Danny has it. Darius has it. They are playing. Ryan is all the way out, not a gamer. I am considering not only getting the game itself and playing it, but that would mean getting back in. I've got to get a system. I've got to get the game. This is a major life change. My wife's going to be salty. We're going to have a sit-down about it. There's going to be conversations about hours where it's okay to do that and not okay to do that. How do we handle the kids? And is my son allowed to see me play? Because then he thinks he can play, and we don't want to do that. We have a 5, a 3, and an 11-month-old, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
We have successfully navigated no YouTube in our house at all.
It's amazing.
Now, very early, very, very early, there's going to be a time when they're able to work the remote, and then it becomes an all hands on deck.
Yeah, well, two kids need attention, and then the third one, you got to play some zone, and just, here, take the phone. Here's Bluey. Here's Miss Rachel.
I'm not going to be the guy that says it won't happen because everyone says that and it happens. I just know that so far we're fighting the good fight.
You've done an amazing job.
And the wife is the MVP. But here's what she's not going to be sized for. It's like, yeah, me and Nooms are going to go run JMU's offense. She's just not going to. She's like,
she's not going to like it.
You know, I mean, if he starts doing that, next thing you know, he's like, he wants to, you know, build a bear. Well, I don't know if that's a game, but some other game.
Well, it happened overnight. Like, me and my youngest, like, just for fun, you know, like, as a way to do something together, we're playing, like, Lego Star Wars. And, hey, here's another fun one. It's a cool puzzle game. And this one's called Balloons. It's where monkeys have dart guns, and they shoot the balloons as they come out in a path. And isn't that nice? Yesterday, he's like, Dad, can I have $20 for V-Bucks on Fortnite? I want a new skin because I pwned some noob the other day. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? You're 6 years old. How did we get here? That's the life.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm not sure I do
the
either.
The words you just said.
Yeah. He's like, I need more V-Bucks, Dad. I need a new skin.
How much are they allowed to play?
Like, more than they should.
Shtick aside. What's your normal plan?
So it's not even like it's allowed. It's like they're home.
They're just doing it.
They're home right now with our
nanny. Right now?
Yeah. Because my oldest is at soccer practice, but normally they get home, they got nothing to do but until parents get home. My wife's not working from home, and it's like, that's what they're doing.
If we take the toothpaste out of the tube,
it never goes back.
Curtains, man.
It is.
Yep. Like, having a system in my house might be a bridge too far. My kids are young enough, I guess, that they can't call their own shots, but like, I'll just hide the stuff or whatever.
So what you do is you can just place it out, right? And they're not gonna know how to turn it on. The new machines are sort of mysterious,
but
in that way.
Like, a year from now, maybe they do. And now what?
Yeah, but even still, they won't know what to do. It's got to be that time.
You just said your kid's 6.
Yeah. Well, because we did it together, it's one of those things like, everyone's so tired. Everyone's just, oh my God, at the end of our rope. Okay, come sit down on my lap and we'll do this as a toddler or whatever. And then when they see you doing it, then it becomes the thing that they want to do on their own. If you never show it to him, he won't know it's there. Does that make any sense? Like, how much YouTube have your kids watched? because they don't know about it. They don't know where it is.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. True.
Right?
But it's like me asking, should I start watching programming on YouTube? And I just won't let the kids know about it. You know, then it's like, it's just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mark in Herndon. Mark, have you got the new game yet?
I don't have the new game, but I do have something that might help you sell it to the missus. And there are certain TVs you can stream the game to directly from Microsoft. Don't have to buy a console.
No way. Really?
You pay the $15 a month or whatever. Play it as much as you want. When you're done, subscription ends. You still got a nice.
Wow. Oh, I think I accidentally hung up on you. Sorry, buddy. That's very helpful. So, Darius, you're my technology guy. I guess that would actually make a lot of sense. If Microsoft has its own brands of TVs, then you could just, as an app, add the game or buy the game. And you don't even need a PlayStation or an Xbox?
As a technology guy, that one's kind of new to me. I don't know. I know that there's gaming available on TVs,
right?
Yeah, but I just don't know if NCAA would just be readily available to play on a TV without a console. That seems weird to me.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you guys are putting the kibosh on it.
Yeah, I don't know definitively one way or the other. I don't know about that. Like, that's one of those, like, I go to the hotel room and they're like, you can play a selection of games for $2.99 a minute. I'm like, I can? What selection do you have? Like, Super Nintendo from, like, 93?
Dexter, Damascus, you're on Grant and Danny.
Grant, dude, it's totally worth it. And I have three kids, and I have a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old. They have the Xbox 360 downstairs. I have the PS5 upstairs. My brother and I stayed up to 1 a.m.
last night
playing Road to Glory. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but we made a quarterback, 4-star recruit from Stone Ridge, Tennessee, Rib Machete, and we got...
What's his name?
Rib Machete.
Rib Machete.
Sice. That's right.
How big is he?
And he's 6'3", 235,
okay.
Right-hander.
I would have liked improviser. A little more height. What's his 40
yeah.
time?
40 time, they don't do 40s, but
okay.
You do like you do an interview with a reporter, and they find the school that best fits you. We got a starting job at Northwestern, and we just upset number 15 Washington last night.
That's a huge one. That's
so
a big W.
Are you going to jump in the portal if you have a nice year? You can't stay at Nubby Northwestern.
Yeah, but it's Big Ten, and the regroup of Big Ten. It's a big. We want to cause a ruckus in the Big Ten, and we woke up our two kids last night. They came up at 1 o'clock. They're like, "What are you guys doing? Oh, you're playing college football!" And they try to sit down on the couch.
No, you can't sit down with us.
And, oh, that's
yeah.
Great.
And we knew it was game time. We're like, we got to go to bed and call the shots.
So
we had the beer cans on the table.
I'm psyched for Rib Machete right now.
By the way, I saw a bit that I thought was the greatest bit of all time. Some kid. Films himself like he's doing a D1 college commitment thing, and it was for what team he was going to play Dynasty Mode in.
That's great. I want to go back to Rib Machete. It sounds to me like he got the starting job right away at Northwestern. That's pretty good. Get the upside of top 15. I think he's going to be in the SEC by next year. Let's go to James in Montclair. What's up, James?
What's up, Grant? Man, look. I don't have the NCAA game, but I heard your concerns earlier, and I want to tell you that I'll be 49 this year. I've been gaming since 1981 on the Atari 2600.
Let's go. The Atari.
We've come a long way, haven't we?
Hey, man, look, it's not a child's thing. You know, I've been hearing that my whole life. Video games will never do anything. It'll be a fad. Video games have been around my entire life. There are people on Twitch right now making millions of dollars a year to play a video game in front of an audience. It is an industry. You should not feel bad for having a hobby of playing video games. It is not for children anymore.
I love it, James. This feels good. He's coaching me up a little bit. I agree with you for the record. It's just some of those things in your subconscious. You know, my dad's like, get outside. Like, stop playing. Here I am 34, you know, and you're still, it's still, or I'm older than that, by the way, still in your head.
If you combine the total revenue of the movie industry and the music industry, if you combine them, you still don't make as much as video games do.
I believe that.
It's
what percentage of do you think gaming money is adults without kids?
Oh, without kids being involved at all?
Let's just say adults. That do it for themselves and the kids could be like the guy that called in with Rib Machete.
Right.
That's for him, but his kids benefit. So I'm going to count it
as
adult purchase.
That's probably hard to quantify because like ours at home, like that's my PS5. But my son plays too.
I'm saying if the adult is actively playing it and enjoying it, that's theirs.
Oh.
They made the purchase.
Yeah. That's a big percentage.
80?
Probably a little bit less. 65, 70 is what I would say. Like where the adult that's now the breadwinning functional member of society that's earning is playing.
What kind of chance does Jaden Daniels have to outperform Caleb Williams? That's next on Grant and Danny.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.